Hello.
G'day, Will.
Oh, Tony Lord.
Hi, how are you? Oh, sorry, Ryan's here as well.
Sorry to interrupt the...
Hey, Ryan. Yeah, oh, well, sorry. Tony, I thought it was just you and I for a minute.
Sorry.
Do you want me to leave, Will? That's a soft yes.
Sorry?
Okay, all right, maybe. will you approve this podcast episode?
I suppose so.
Okay,
we'll take it.
Here we go.
Hey, it's Will from Dundee in Scotland, and I approve this podcast.
Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Hi.
My name is Ryan. I'm the vice captain of the ship, Tony Lodge. Welcome.
Welcome to me.
Audio queen.
Muscles from Brussels.
Muscles from Brussels, because you carry
the multimedia muscles.
Tony was just accusing me before I hit record of drinking a gin. We're recording this at 9:53 in the morning.
Yeah, on a Saturday, though.
But I know where you're coming from. It's just like a soda water, but it's got like a funky, fun can.
Yeah, and it says it's got cucumber as well. So I was like... Maybe it says more about me than it does about you. I was like, something with cucumber and soda water. Where's the gin?
Yeah, I think it's too fun to just be soda water.
Maybe it's I'm the problem.
Someone's calling me. Should I answer? My mum.
Must be nice.
Hey, mum. It's we're on air with Tony.
Oh, I didn't think. Are you really?
Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Tony. I was just ringing to see how you are.
Oh.
Why? What's wrong?
I've got shingles.
Ryan's got shingles.
Mm. Is that why you're calling?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
I wish you were shingle.
You're in the mood. I can get a sense.
Well, we're actually trying to entertain.
Maybe this is why he was in the bad mood on the podcast last week or the week before.
That is actually such a good point, Mandy. That probably is why he was in a bad mood last week.
He was not well. He was coming on.
Oh, here I was thinking that I was just having a rough day. I didn't need Mum and Tony just to gang up on me and tell me how awful I was last week.
Mm.
No, I'm not ganging up. By the way, those two Mikey cards you gave me both were in the negative.
Oh, Mum asked for a train ticket, so I gave her two, and they both had $0 on them.
Well, I had negative in them.
How's that possible?
I don't know. It said minus.
My bank balance for the trains had negative. I also like that even though I said you're on the podcast right now, that didn't deter you from whatever you wanted to say.
And it shouldn't.
Nothing will, really, because usually you go, I've got 2 minutes, goodbye.
Well, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about, Mandy?
There was one other thing I was going to comment on. Oh, God, now it's gone out of my brain.
That's all right, we've got time.
We got time, mate. You take your time.
My God, the production. It was the best thing I've ever seen.
Well, give everyone a review. What did you go and see?
Did you go see a show?
The Picture of Dorian Gray.
Oh, I've heard it's absolutely phenomenal.
God, it was exceptional.
Stunning.
She was on stage for 2 hours 20.
Oh.
Solo show, but the production was, there were, I reckon, 8 people with cameras. So they were all shooting her, and then it had video that fitted in. She played 32 characters.
Oh,
whoa.
Oh, it was stunningly amazing.
Oh, I have heard it's very good. That's a great review,
That is
Mandy.
A great review. How many stars?
Out of 5, I don't know, 10?
Okay, Mum was a teacher, hopefully not maths. She was an art teacher, not a maths teacher, so that's good to know.
I did maths at uni, by the way.
Well, apparently not. Did they do counting up to 5 at your uni?
Must have been the uni Ryan went to.
Hey, I'll maybe chat to you when we're not mid-podcast, all right?
I thought you were having a relaxed day and looking after yourself.
Well, I should be, but, you know, showbiz, the show must go on.
Well, you sound okay, so I'm pleased. That's all. I just wanted to know you were up and vertical and didn't have a headache and were feeling lousy.
Yeah. Well, I am, but I'm just pretending I'm not.
No, I don't think so. I could tell.
Tony just rolled her eyes as I said that and you called me out. So, no, I'm actually not feeling that bad.
Well, I think that's great. So keep taking those little antiviral tablets, whatever they are, and you'll be fine.
Okay, thanks, Mum.
Bye.
Thanks, Mandy. Bye.
Jeez, isn't it nice just to have the drugs to take care of my shingles?
That's not what you were going to say.
Nope, that's...
and then you remembered how emotional a week I've had. And you thought, you know what, I'm not going to be a jerk right now.
I'm not going to be a dick right now.
Yeah.
It was very lovely you sharing a story on Friday, by the way. Lots of nice comments.
Thank you.
We'll get to some feedback later on. Hot start to the week, though.
Yeah, wow.
One of the, should we start the fucking show? How's mum? Oh, we're actually live on the podcast. Yeah, yeah, cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, so those my key cards.
How embarrassing. She goes, have you got a train ticket? And I was like, yep, use mine. And they had not only $0, less than zero.
As soon as she tapped on, the police were probably like, oh, go, go, go. It's him again. Yep. It's him again.
Give me $6.80. Tony.
Yes.
Everyone knows that you stick up for the people. You're the hero.
I try.
Of the people. Of the, I want to say common man because that sounds like a put down. But basically, right now I'm hiring you to be what I'm going to call the workers' advocate.
So, you're
sticking up for workers.
What's that called?
The union.
I'm a union leader.
I've got some job ads here mm-hmm. that people have sent through from around the world. And I reckon the union queen might have something to say about these. Because
okay.
I want to stick up for people getting a job.
All right. So recently on the podcast, we talked about, you know, like an entry level job that needs 5 years experience, that kind of thing. Is that what we're talking about?
Mate, I'm actually fucked off and I haven't even started reading these yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just passionate.
Okay.
And hey, and you're the union leader.
Do you want to be the union leader?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll follow. Maybe I'll join you. I'm just the butter to the union. I'm the deputy union leader.
Deputy.
A job for a social media executive said they required someone with 7+ years of TikTok experience in a professional setting. TikTok was acquired and relaunched by Musical.ly in 2017, by the way, making it about 5 or 6 years old. So Tony, the workers advocate, what would you like to tell that employer?
Okay, so you need me to have 7+ years experience for an app that hasn't even been around for that long? Fuck off. It's literally just some old fucking white guy that went, well, we need to be in a leadership position, you got to have 7 years experience. So, 7 years of TikTok, minimum.
I have to do 7 years in my shit job before I got my promotion.
That's what it is.
You reckon?
It's fucking like paying it back. Instead of paying it forward, they're paying it back. And they're like, oh, I got treated like shit when I was young.
And now you cop it as well.
So now I'm going to make you cop it. Even though these people don't deserve to cop it because being good at TikTok is actually a talent that I don't have. So I, oh, and also, people in jobs, just generally, that aren't in social media or whatever, actually just don't understand how it works.
Mm.
I've worked somewhere where they would be like, well, we've got to post on Instagram 7 times a day. I'm like, it actually doesn't work like that.
Is that some old white guy read an article on Forbes one time and was like, oh, I've read up on it. I know how to do it 7 times a day.
No, because they're like, to do better, post more. I'm like, but it actually doesn't work like that. The algorithm, and I know that that's a scary word, and a word we all like to throw around
in
the workplace.
Didn't think the union boss would be bringing the algorithm into this.
Yeah, but the algorithm is the best weapon you can use, apparently, because it doesn't work like that.
It turns out it needs to be good.
It has to be like, oh, how do I make a video go viral? The video has to be good. There's no secret. It's like, oh, if you post at 13 minutes past 3 a.m. every morning, the video is going to go viral. Like, that's the secret. They don't put that on the box. There's actually just no secret time.
I've been hired by media companies
yeah.
as a consultant who are like, hey, tell me the secret.
Let us in on it.
Yeah, and I go, you want to know the secret? It has to be good. And they go, yeah, nah, but what else can we do?
It doesn't matter what fucking time you post. It
Next.
Just doesn't.
Next.
People are on their phone 24/7.
Thank you, workers' advocate.
Sorry.
This is a tweet from Sebastian Ramirez.
Thanks, Sebastian.
I saw a job ad the other day looking for someone with 4 years' experience in Fast API, which is must be some, you know, technical thing, blah, blah,
yep.
blah. I personally created Fast API myself 18 months ago.
Torbs actually told me about this tweet.
Really?
Yep.
How good is it?
Yeah.
So am I, the person who created this product, not experienced enough to get the job? And if I'm not, who is?
Yep. You are underqualified for what they want.
Yeah.
Isn't that just... I get it. People make mistakes, right?
Yep.
But it is so ridiculous that they're just like, oh, yeah, 4 years, arbitrary amount. It's like, do you know what the opposite of that is, though?
Mm.
When people are like, oh, 4+ years Microsoft Word. Yeah, it's been around for that long. But 4 years experience using Microsoft Word is actually probably not that different to like 2 months.
Yeah.
I mean, like what more can you learn?
Or if I've just been typing on Microsoft Word for 30 years,
yep.
There's probably 98% of the program that I don't know how to use, yep. But I can type.
But also neither does the jerk that's hiring you.
Yes.
All they know how to do is change the size and the font.
How do you say
that? They can't even fucking print preview probably.
Control S. Yeah, checks out. You're
hired.
Yeah,
nice. Right click, left click. Yeah, I've seen it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A magazine in London. Oh, this one fucks me right off. A magazine in London is looking for an intern graphic designer to work for free.
Ugh.
To be considered for this unpaid intern role, you must have 2 to 4 years experience and be willing to use your own computer, which they expect has all the latest up-to-date, you know, graphic design software, your Photoshop, your InDesign,
CAD,
all that sort of
CAD,
all that. So you need to bring your own equipment, pay for your own equipment, and have 2 to 4 years experience. Someone applied, and when they found that out, said, "Oh, sorry, I thought this was a paid position. I'm going to go." But I'm guessing what they really wanted to say was,
"Fuck you, fuck you."
Yeah.
How can you have 4 years experience? Imagine being in the workforce for 4 years, mm-hmm. like, and you know, trying to get up your chops or whatever,
yep. building your portfolio,
and then being like, "Oh, I need to take a pay cut to do this." Like
pay cut or a just
no, but like if you
100% pay cut,
yeah, but if you've had experience, that means you're getting paid to do the job,
right?
Because they never include your uni years as experience.
That's
which is fucking ridiculous.
Yep.
They mean like commercial experience. So fucked. Sorry, I'm actually seeing spots.
Should I, when I saw this, I thought this would be fun. I didn't think it would be triggering. I feel like we're triggered.
I think because
you've been in this, you've copped a bit of this.
Well, because when you finish uni, you're like, I'll do anything.
Yeah.
And so you do take unpaid internships where you get taken fucking advantage of.
Yeah.
And I hate the thought of people getting taken advantage of for the sake of like corporates or businesses being too fucking cheap to pay somebody for their time.
They're desperate for experience. We could probably get away with not paying them.
Yeah, and taking advantage of that.
Yeah.
Or hiring, like calling something a junior position so that you can pay them 50 grand instead of 70. Like I just think that that is so revolting. And also the other thing, if you aren't putting a pay that you're supposed to be getting on like LinkedIn or the ad or whatever, that is one of the biggest contributors to the pay gap of like genders and everything like that, minorities. Fuck you. You're not an ally if you're not doing things like that. We need to be opening up the conversation.
Coming up next.
Wow, sorry, this has taken a turn.
Yeah, it's taken a turn. This is not what I expected. But I'm also not hating it.
I mean, we had your mum give the fucking player review and tell us about the Mikey cards.
Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, it's only fair. We're just
I hope this is no one's first episode.
I feel like we've gone from maybe a late night fun TV slot into the, you know how like Sunday mornings everyone has like the political agenda shows? On the Capitol Hill this morning, Tony Lodge on the pay discrimination gap. All right, finally, Tony, there's a job ad there. Okay. They've actually printed this on the door of the restaurant.
Okay, can I look at this?
Yeah, and just read it out.
Okay. Now hiring, okay, so yeah, this is just like on the door of a restaurant.
Yep.
Now hiring chefs, looking for a low paying but rewarding career. Apply.
That is what I'm after.
Apply to the best kitchen in the South. 4-year degree and master's degree of culinary arts with 5 years of experience is preferred but not required. Apply now inside.
Imagine if you go to, I don't know, a job employment office and they go, hey, tell me what you're after. And you go, I'm after a low paying but potentially rewarding one.
Well, they'd probably work in radio.
Phil from Dundee in Scotland, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A big thank you to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. If you want to check it out, you are more than welcome to have a look at all of the bonus stuff that we upload there. Actually, for champion tappers, last night,
yep.
We had a Christmas in July stream.
I still love that name.
Thank you. Came up with it late at night.
Chief Copy Officer Tony Lodge.
I am actually, yeah. I do the creative side of things. It is an unpaid internship, but a girl needs some exposure, you know. Mario Ruschka, Ashley Carly Jean, Tara Thiessen, Michelle Elizabeth, thank you so much, Rich Wyatt, Fabian Duke Park, Kelsey Darnell, Josh Williams, Emma Sellers, and Jasmine Dickensider. I think it's Jammin' Dickensider.
Oh.
Yeah, Jam My Dick Insider, but it's Jasmine Dickensider.
Good on you, Jasmine. Yeah. I was about to say, Jasmine's a beautiful name until you talked about getting railed. So.
Yeah, thanks, Jazz. We'll go with Jazz.
Go with Jazz. On Friday's episode,
yes,
we were talking about vabbing.
Yes.
Now.
So if anybody doesn't know what
can you please bring
us
up to speed real quick?
So basically it's this trend that's gone a bit wild on TikTok where you would put your fingers inside of your vagina. Mm-hmm. Any vagina havers could use their vaginal juice for perfume, and you would swipe the vaginal juice onto your wrists or anywhere that you would normally apply perfume. Basically it's supposed to, the pheromones in that are supposed to make whoever you're trying to attract go wild. And it's pretty, it's a lot.
Now, in the Facebook group, Tony and Ryan podcast Facebook group.
The link is in the show notes.
Link is in the show notes. I feel like every episode there's lots of comments and people have, you know, thoughts and they want to share things.
Yeah.
Nothing sent people more than they, like, just a lot of throwing up emojis. Yeah. A lot of people like, oh, I Googled for more info and, like, wish my algorithm, my computer, there's smoke coming out of it.
Algorithm again, look at us.
Jeez, what is this show? Summer Anderson. Honestly, I just don't know how some girls confidently do vabbing. I know two girls who have tried it. They saw the trend and they're like, fucking, let's do it.
Yeah, fair enough.
And honestly, they just stunk like old fish in the dumpster behind a fish and chip shop. Now, if you hadn't thrown up already today.
That actually gave me chills.
Renee Melissa. If I hug my friend and they're... I know you might have seen some of these comments. If I hug my friend and they're wearing perfume, are you de minge? Straight to jail.
Oh, de minge.
Oh, de minge. What did I say?
You de minge. You de minge. No, you de minge.
You de minge. Who's de minge? You de minge.
That is horrifying.
Vivian. And I know. Oh. I know you love a Vivian.
I think that if a Vivian told me that they were vabbing, that'd be a fun.
If you're new to the show, Tony just gets, as you just heard,
yeah,
all revved up for
Viv,
a Vivian.
Just hot and cool.
If you're using vabbing to attract men, then I need you to search deep into the cockles of your soul and find the moment you became so fucking boring as a person that you need Cuda juice to get a man's attention. Fuck me dead.
In the interest of inclusivity, you could use it to attract any person, so that's fine. Sure. But
what do you think about just Vivian's vibe towards vabbing in general?
I don't want to be harsh on it because if people want to do it, like, it is their right. I'm just saying it's not for me. And a bit like Renee said, I think that if I said to someone, oh, love that perfume, is that Gucci Bloom? And they went, nah, it's my giant juice.
It's my arsehole.
I'd be, yeah, I don't think I'd be.
Is that Gucci Bloom?
Yeah, Coochie Bloom.
Coochie Bloom? No, it's Coochie Bloom.
Coochie Bloom, yeah. Coochie Bloom is actually a perfume, and I didn't even think about the
That's
pun.
So good.
Yeah.
We should, let's Photoshop the bottle of the Coochie Bloom.
I've literally got a screenshot of it because I want to buy it.
Well, you can't now, obviously, because you just think of Coochie Bloom. But, I mean, we'll Photoshop the word on. Schmanabelle. One of our favourites.
Oh, Schmanabelle.
Now this, because we were saying, like, you know, would it turn you on if... What Schmanabelle's about to say has got me revved up.
Oh.
I'm fucking.
You're into Schmanabelle.
And I've met
Schmanabelle. We've met Schmanabelle. Sorry. We've met Schmanabelle.
We've been out to Karen's Diner with her and a bunch of Taffers. She was there and we're obviously good friends with her. And what she said now is like,
oh.
This would do me.
Say it.
Not my personal juices like the Vabbers. But some nights when I would go out in the town and couldn't find perfume, I had to find an alternative. Yeah. And I've got one that works every time.
Yeah.
I've got a bottle of Fireball at home, so I just dab a little bit of that on my wrists and neck instead. That's cinnamon whiskey?
Yeah. So it would just smell exactly like Old Spice.
And I my family's got a thing with Fireball. Have we told you about this?
Yeah, that you always do a shot of Fireball at
Christmas and stuff. Yeah. Like grandma's drinking it out of the bottle.
That's so
it's
fun.
It's so random. And I just like love the smell of it. And if someone walked past and I got a whiff of Fireball, I'll just be like, I don't know what fucking's happening here. But cinnamon me up, dog, because I am
Torbs wears Old Spice. Does so he? I'm fucking on the same page as you.
Torbs is such an Old Spice guy.
He is.
This explains so much about him.
Yeah. He's such an Old Spice guy. And so when you look at Torbs, you're like, don't know what scent he'd wear. And then you go, it's Old Spice. And then you go, of course
it is.
What else was there?
I've known Torbs for, you know, a few years now, and I can't believe I've never put two and two together. Yeah, he's such an Old Spice guy.
He's an Old Spice guy.
Do you?
And like, unironically, he's just like, yeah, that's what I use.
So I went through an Old Spice phase.
Yeah.
And Bridge didn't like
it. Not everybody can pull it off.
Could I?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Why not? What is it about me that ain't Old Spice for you? Be honest.
I actually don't. I just don't think you've got that thing. Torbs doesn't give a fuck.
And do you think Old Spice has got that old man mask, I don't give a fuck attitude about it?
I think it's because you're either wearing it because you don't give a fuck or you're wearing it because you want people to think you don't give a fuck.
I mean, they're two completely opposite things though, aren't they?
I know.
And which one's he?
He doesn't give a fuck.
Maybe that should be the ad for Old Spice.
Give a fuck.
It's like, Old Spice, buy it or fucking don't, whatever. I didn't mean to swear, everyone. Sorry.
Speaking of babbing. Maybe that's what Schmannabelle meant.
Hello, Old Spice. Yeah, no, you can have the idea.
Fuck, what a crazy show.
My friend works.
We've got to stop.
No, we've got more. Oh, no, Wheezy's out. By the way, this week we're watching Toy Story 2 with Wheezy and Bridget, my wife, went, oh, that's the girl. Oh, that's the toy that sounds like Tony.
Yes. And I was like, thanks, Bridget.
Yeah. Because she didn't know all these Wheezy jokes that we've had in the last 50,000 episodes. And then she's like, oh, I get it now. And I was like,
oh, Bridget.
Catch up, man.
God.
On Friday, we talked about the concept of what is your yeah, bitch.
Yes.
What is that thing that you do that when you need a spark of confidence, just, you know, if it's a jacket, if it's a perfume, obviously vabbing is not for anyone. So if that's not for you, what is for you?
Yeah. What's that thing that makes you walk fucking tall? You feel hot? Yeah.
And I loved reading people's yeah bitch thing.
It made my yeah bitch is reading other people tell me about their yeah bitch.
Right?
Yeah.
And when you just said then it makes you walk tall.
Yeah.
I just thought of something that I think was my yeah bitch.
What is it?
And it was more, this might sound strange, but when I played volleyball, I don't know if I mentioned that.
Strapping your wrists.
That gave you your yeah bitch. So every time I was strapping my wrist, but count around me. So I played in a team once where I was the shortest and the second shortest was 6'5".
Which is so hard to believe that you were the shortest because you're like a tall dude.
Well, I'm taller than like the average man, but in volleyball.
Yeah, but
tiny.
But to me, because I'm the picture of us at Spotify.
Yeah,
the launch picture that we put. I never realised how small I am compared to you until looking at that photo.
Yeah,
of
you're
us.
What 5'4"?
Five nothing.
Five nothing. I'm 6 foot. But so volleyball 6'6", 6'7", 6'8".
Yeah.
And I don't know when we like walked into a club or a place, and I was surrounded by these like giants.
Yeah.
For some reason, you do
because you wanna.
Well, you're stand there. Up taller and you just feel like you're just like invincible because I was always like, even though we're all the same age, it was like as if I was like the little brother because I was just so little compared to everyone else.
So are you saying that your yeah bitch is hiring a security detail?
Yes, that is what
okay.
I'm saying.
All right.
Well, I just like having, because when you say you walk in taller, you just feel big and tall.
Yeah, you
even
do.
Even surrounded by the big, okay, we're hiring some security detail.
Okay, yeah, it's good.
The big woot. My yeah bitch thing is this t-shirt that I own. It's plain black, but at the bottom, it's got a red, black plaid kind of pattern along the bottom. And if I had this plaid shirt tied around my waist, in brackets, very grunge.
Yes.
It's gotten me so much dick over the years.
Good for
so
you.
So when the big woot puts it on, he's just like, oh, fucking look out, gents.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm in the mood tonight, so I'll wear that shirt. Love that big woot.
Rachel Elizabeth, I don't know if you saw this picture in the episode thread. My yes bitch is this banging red lipstick.
A red lip is good.
And like a strong, not like a subtle red, just like I'm fucking on tonight. I'm all about that.
The saddest thing about COVID, in my opinion, is that wearing masks has meant the death of lipstick for me Because if you're going out, you either catch the tram or you get an Uber and you have to wear a mask. So you can't wear a lipstick underneath the mask because you just end up looking like you've pashed someone.
Yeah, it just rubs it all over your face. Well, you had a big night. Benjamin Twig, my yeah bitch is...
Oh, Twiggo.
Twiggo.
Big tree.
The big twig. He said just after getting a good haircut and a beard trim, he's like, I'm 3 inches tall. I feel fresh, feel amazing, straight out.
That's you do that too whenever you've had a haircut. You're like, yeah, I'm fresh.
I'm fresh, feeling good.
Yep.
Brittany Marie, and I saw you replied to this, when I get a fake tan.
Yeah.
She's 3 foot taller. She goes from a 9 to a 12 out of 10, and she's like, fake tan, fucking what up?
But did you see that Brittany said, like, I just want to do it for, like, maybe I should just do it for no occasion. I said, life's the occasion, Brittany. Fucking do it. If something makes you feel good, fucking do it. Don't wait until a Friday night out with the girls. Just fucking do it. Just tan up, bitch.
Life's an occasion.
Yeah, life's the occasion.
Put that on a fucking T-shirt.
Yep. Don't save good clothes for next week because you might be going out for dinner. Wear the fucking fancy clothes. That's what I say.
Well, Katie Higginbotham, and I know you've seen the comments because we've commented on the checkered pants.
Oh, those pants. Fucking yes, bitch. Yes, right bitch. Into my mouth.
Every time I put them on for work, I just feel like such a corporate dominating bitch.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm 10 times better at my job when I had these pants on.
Yeah, I fucking feel that.
And I read the comment. I was like, yeah, I can understand how it's possible. But then I've seen the pants.
I trust her with my children.
Yeah.
There's not, like, if I was like, could you do my accounts? And she said yes, I'd be like, of course you can.
Of course you can. Very competent.
There's nothing you can't do.
I love the yeah bitch. Please keep sharing them.
I like the yeah bitches as well. I didn't think that I'd feel so empowered by other people's yeah bitch, but
yeah,
I did.
Our yeah bitch is reading other people's yeah bitches. I like that. Mm. What's your you love to see today?
I received this message from Rebecca on Instagram and she said, I hate Facebook, so I can't join the group, but I wanted to say I love you and Ryan and the podcast so much. And she sent a photo that she'd gotten a tattoo of our podcast.
Really? Show it.
On her knuckles. Do you see that?
What is it? I don't...
It's Morse code for meow.
What?
Or mouse code.
That is awesome.
Yes. So I saw that and I was like, Rebecca, what the fuck? Does that say meow? Because I got onto Google Translate. I was like, what does this say?
Can you translate Morse code on Google? I mean, of course you can, but I never.
Where are your checkered pants? Come on. You're better than that. I said, does that say meow? And Rebecca said, it sure does in Morse code. I asked if she wouldn't mind us sharing on the pod. She said, oh, my God, I'd be so happy. I might even cry. I'll send you a pic to share in the group. I'll pop it on the episode thread for today. Thank you so much for everything you do. You've really helped me through some tough times. You guys give me a lot of happiness. So she got meow tattooed on her knuckles.
You'll love to see that.
I will share the photo because it's so cute. But it's also a bit understated. Like if you saw that, you wouldn't really think anything of it unless you spoke fluent Morse code, which is that a dead language? I don't really know. Maybe if a pilot could reach out and let us know.
Yeah, I just thought it was Morse code when you're camping and you like do the... Oh, no, Morse code's like the...
Yeah.
So what's the thing with the smoke signals?
That's smoke signals. That's a different
thing. But do you do Morse code with the smoke? So
I guess so. Like a longer smoke
is.
Well, I guess it would all be relative.
Today, gender pay gap, Morse code, politics.
Basically, we're moving from comedy to education.
My love to see. You know, we've talked about Kate Bush and her song Running Up That Hill.
Oh, before. Yes. Yeah.
3 decades after she released it,
oh.
The new generation is all about it because of Stranger Things.
Yep.
And it's a banging song. So this pub choir in Brisbane. You know what a pub choir is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you don't know what it is, lots of people will get together in a pub and it's like a big old sing-along, like a fun thing to do during the week. You go with your friends, you have a few drinks.
Have a few bevs.
Meet some other people. It's a great... if you don't
just
play
like
mixed,
a social thing.
If you don't play mixed netball because you don't like to be inactive, go to a pub trivia, but you want to get out there.
Yeah.
Or you do a pub trivia, join a pub choir.
Yeah.
You just turn up and you sing a song for the night and it's awesome. So they did Kate Bush Running Up That Hill.
Nice.
And someone sent a message. He goes, oh, hey, Kate, I don't know if you care or not, but our pub's doing your song this week. Just thought you'd like to know. Thanks so much. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Kate Bush has replied to the Brisbane Pub Choir. Aww. Have you seen this? I've been so busy, I haven't got a chance to watch the video, but I have now. It's utterly, utterly wonderful. I love it so much. Thank you to everyone at the Brisbane Pub Choir. You sing it really beautifully. I'm incredibly touched by your warmth and smiling faces. Thank you so much, Kate Bush.
Oh,
what a sweetheart.
I've got fucking goosebumps. That's so
right?
lovely. Yeah.
Right? And imagine how chuffed they are.
Oh, Oh my God. If I reached out to somebody that I really admired and was like, oh, we're doing this thing about you, and they replied, oh my God, I'd cry.
I know, right? Kate Bush, what a legend.
That's so cool. The placebo version's also very good. Sorry.
No, it's a good recommendation.
Yeah.
I mean, but how about that Brisbane pub choir?
Yeah. And Kate Bush as well. Like, amazing.
It's like placebo.
The placebo version's really good of that song.
Okay.
But Kate Bush, though, she knocked bloody Harry Styles off the Billboard 100.
Cop that, Harry Styles.
Fucking see ya.
See you later, mate.
Good job, Kate Bush. Today has been off the right. Let's get it together for tomorrow.
For tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Love you. Bye. We've got to go.